fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 16th day of June, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say, every day of the week. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness, something we all need to do. It doesn't matter if you're a 20-year-old athlete or an 80-year-old grandparent. We all need to work on that, including myself. So that's your proper tip of the day. If you are starting a new exercise program, be sure and check with your healthcare professional first so you don't hurt yourself. All right, we're hoping that Tom Berryhill will call in. Once he does, we will begin our usual Friday discussion on ham radio, emergency survival communications. Second hour, we'll have open lines. The third hour, we'll have my new Friday guest, Maria Lassiter. Maria is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's a scientist, she's an author, and she has a lot of important things to say for us. Okay, well, I think the first day of summer is coming up. When is that? Let's see, summer begins the 21st, Wednesday, the longest day of the year. The days start getting shorter after that. So enjoy this warm weather while it's here. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with ham radio, emergency communications, electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Well, yesterday when we met briefly, you were burning a candle at both ends. Are you getting caught up, sir?
Yeah, a little bit. I had to work on some CNC machine tools, and word gets around that you do that kind of maintenance, and they won't leave you alone. There's a shortage of people that that do that, and it's in all all types of work, John. There's just a shortage of people. And if you can fill in here and there, they need the help in all types of industries. It's really, it's amazing. Never seen anything like it.
Well, it's going to get worse because of the clot shots. We, my guest, the third hour will be Maria Lassiter, and she confirmed a couple of weeks ago that there's been a 40% increase in all-cause morbidity beginning June of 2021, which is further confirmation of what was first revealed by an insurance executive the fall of 2021. It's going to get worse, Tom, so you'll be a really busy guy.
Well, I'm trying to focus on just certain things that I do, you know, the energy cleaner and a couple of other things, and I keep getting pulled different directions to do other things, so it's not enough hours in a day, but like I told you, John, it's got to slow down pretty soon, I'm going to make it slow down a little bit.
Right. Well, you need to do that, Tom. Regarding my personal preps and communications, I pulled a very nice little radio out of storage. It's a Texon PL660. It has FM, long wave, medium wave, short wave, single sideband, PLL synthesized receiver. Unfortunately, I left the batteries on it, and I cleaned it up. I put fresh batteries on it, and it still doesn't want to work. I'm probably going to hook up a adapter, an AC adapter to it, and see if it works. I hate to lose this radio, but if you don't remove the batteries from radios that take any equipment that takes batteries, you're going to pay a price for it, aren't you?
That's absolutely correct. And the batteries will leak. They will eventually leak. And so it's any type of electronic equipment. If it's not going to be used for a while, take those batteries out. And you know what we
Roger
say
that.
On the energy? Yeah, change the batteries once a year, just to be sure. And, it's sad.
Well, I find for cleaning up electronics, I like WD-40. It doesn't harm the electronics. Usually breaks up corrosion pretty good. Tom, we got a first call already. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Mr. Berryhill. I'll just comment on what he has been saying. I think he's very correct about the peril from leaking batteries. And I think I've seen even these so-called silver oxide batteries or maybe mercury batteries, they also tend to leak. So it's not just that alkaline or zinc carbon has that peril, but other varieties may also leak. But I was calling in connection with requesting some comments from Mr. Berryhill about what I hear that Congress is trying to pass a law that AM band itself will be deleted from cars because they're saying that it is too staticky or too problematic. So I would like to hear his comments on that, if any.
Okay.
I think we have already discussed that shortwave radio is already not in cars. But now even the AM band is going to be gradually phased out. So I'll listen offline. Thank you.
Okay. Amit's asking about the ban on shortwave. They wanted to, or the
well,
car
it's not a ban. It's not a ban. There's no law. It's just radio.
Yeah,
the automobile manufacturers doing it on their own.
Yeah, but I saw some an article on that, and yes, some of the car manufacturers want to dump AM radios in the cars. I don't really blame them, but it's the AM radio, it's a great information source, but it's antiquated and it's being replaced by many other forms of communications. Well, the FM radio is still very popular, but I think the future in broadcasting is, well, what you're doing, John, on Republic Broadcasting online. And I think that's where it all is going to end up, all of it. And the other AM will be the first thing to go someday. I don't know when. I mean, I think it's going to be around for a while. But if there's anything that they need, you know, if they have to get rid of something, that'd be the first thing to go out, to be taken out, and just replaced with those frequencies could be used for other things. But yeah, that's the way I feel about it. It, you know, I've done some work on AM radio stations, and if you work on radio station equipment, the transmitters. Now the studios are completely—they're the same for either one. But if you're working on the transmitters and the antennas, the AM system is incredibly complex relative to FM. The FM is almost plug and play. So put up an antenna tower, get the antennas on it, transmission lines, all that, connect everything, adjust the power levels, calibrate everything, you're finished. But not with AM. AM is totally different. You have all types of adjustments and the grounding system. The towers have to be exact, and it's just unbelievable the amount of work that's involved for those. And some of that, and these guys are dying off, John. That's the other thing. There was a very good, almost like a freelance type of engineer in the St. Louis area, and that guy and others like him have passed on, and it's hard to find people to work on these AM radio stations. And then the expense to do it is so much higher than an FM station. So it all remains to be seen. But I think AM will eventually be phased out in the coming years, and FM, even a lot of the FM, will be replaced by the internet. All the broadcasting will take place on the internet. If you really think about it. How do people listen to a lot of their chosen stations and all that? Even the FM stations that they like, they also have an online presence because they realize that's the direction it's going.
Yes. Okay. Well, a lot of concern also about so many conservative radio stations are on AM. So that's a major concern also, isn't it, Tom?
It is. It is, and it's an inexpensive way to get on the air. You can buy an AM radio station relatively cheap. There's just not much interest in them anymore. There's a lot of stations that are AM and FM, and they give all their attention to the FM side of it because that's really a smart thing to do. The AM, though, is just being neglected, and it's going by the wayside. It's the way, you know, technology changes and it moves on.
I personally rode in a Mercedes-Benz that had a Blaupunkt AM-FM shortwave radio in it. I don't know if it was factory installed or aftermarket, but it is possible to have a shortwave in an automobile, isn't it?
It is, and I've seen them. There are some aftermarket units you can buy that will fit right in your car and give you shortwave reception, but it's AM only. It's not single sideband, and it's also a very limited frequency range. Usually they might only go up to about 8 or 9, maybe 10, 11 megahertz, something like that, which is really what you want anyway. That's where most of the shortwave activity is mm-hmm. Up to that range for broadcasting, that is. But if anybody wants to really stay informed during a crisis and things like that, they would have a shortwave radio that covers the entire frequency spectrum with single sideband capabilities, because that's where the ham operators would be able to get the word out. You'd be able to receive them. And then also government stations all operate. A lot of them have facilities on shortwave, and they will usually operate data modes. And that would be difficult to, I don't think any of that's open. It's probably all encrypted. But any voice transmissions that are not encrypted, and even the encrypted ones, are usually on upper sideband using single sideband. So that's how they all work. You know, John, here in Missouri, we have, every county has a system that operates at 1 kilowatt of power on the shortwave spectrum, and it's with the head base station would be in Jefferson City, the capital, state capital, but all the counties have a single sideband radio set up, and anytime I go through a county seat, I'll look, if I'm near the courthouse, I'll look and see if I can spot the antennas, and they're usually, you know, it's not some big tower or anything like that. It's usually a dipole or long wire antenna. You'll see the insulators. You'll see that antenna. And, you know, the sad thing is a lot of these counties have just neglected those things. They've been on the air for a long time. It's a backup system. If all else fails, they'll go to shortwave, and they'll use these systems. And at 1 kilowatt, they would be able to be heard nationwide. But they want to make sure that they can talk to the state capitol from every single county. And they all are licensed to do it, but I don't know if they're using it. My own county here, I know the emergency manager, and I went with him, and I knew where the thing was supposed to be from looking at the FCC license. And it was at a firehouse, and we went there, and the fire chief, nobody knew anything about it. They didn't know where it was. And I said, well, your license is active, and it shows the equipment is licensed and everything. And they were totally surprised. Nobody
really
knew anything about it. That's pretty bad.
They couldn't find the radio.
Well,
somebody walked off with it, obviously. Is Amit still there? Is Amit still there? Okay, he's gone. Thomas, could take our next caller. We got Mike in Kentucky. Morning, Mike.
Hey, the other thing's going on with AM radio, and I don't know. I guess it's just been let to happen or legal or whatever, is that foreigners love to kind of, quote, own or control something in America like a radio station. So there's a lot of ethnic AM stations, and you'll listen to them and at night or whatever, if they skip around. They're foreign language, Korean or Chinese or, I don't know, you can't identify some of them, and Mexican, of course, or whatever, Spanish. And they the only thing you hear is at the top of the hour, maybe a Morse code going, you know, and you get the, you're listening to KFOR, the Torch of Texas or something, and that's all you hear in English because they've leased the whole thing to some, you know, foreign broadcaster or, well, I guess domestic. And that, I think that's one of the reasons they want to get rid of AM as well as broadcast television, anything, any source of information that potentially has some privacy when you're listening to it. In other words, there's no backhauled signal to tell the station or the government that you're listening to it. You know, like all this they call it 3.0 DTV, they're requiring it to have a Wi-Fi. You know, the TV has a way to report what you're watching. But the early digital television, you don't have to have that. They're also encrypting some of the broadcast stations to where it's going to become like a subscription wireless cable. And, you know, they're counting on everybody having a smartphone to get their emergency broadcast messages. But you know, there's still pockets where nobody has cell phone signal in this country. The big city people, the Washington D.C. types, the FCC, they're out of touch. They don't realize that there's a 2-minute delay on a tornado warning because of the.
Hold on, Mike. You want to continue after the break? Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Father's Day sale of energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now until midnight, the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, and we have a caller held over from the last segment. Mike in Kentucky, you have a further comment or question, Mike?
Encourage anybody to go read my declaration that's before the Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. I just filed it. I think it's about 11 pages. It pertains to broadcasting. I have a degree in communications from right here in the town of, I like to call it the targeted town of Kim Davis, Moorhead, Kentucky. My name is Michael Williamson. I'm not an engineer, not a censor, and I wasn't the official manager. I just bought some business cards, and the FCC showed up to this little station that that I didn't start. I wasn't the owner or anything, but it's entitled The Declaration of Michael Williamson. And I get into, in this declaration before the court, case number 23-5337, United States Court of Appeals, was just filed Tuesday as part of my motion for proceeding in form of paupers because I got nothing. And, you know, the reference number comes out of the Lexington District Court. We have a world record fine upon us, and they jointly fined me with it. But I do get into the situation with AM and how the FCC is a captured agency. There's an ethics report from Harvard several years ago that points out all the factors with that. Basically, the cell phone industry, Sam Wheeler and Ajit Pai, and even I think Michael Powell, they were all lobbyists and lawyers for the cell phone industry. So they have, for 20-some years, I think the FCC has been geared toward putting everybody carrying their own little spying device on them. I like to call them voluntary ankle bracelets. But if anybody wants to read that, it's before the court as a declaration. I could really use a friend of the court brief from broadcasters, because if this case is allowed to go forward, anybody from the janitor on up that's working at a radio station or TV station could be jointly held liable for their licenses, just like you're talking about, that license at that fire department station. It's they could be fined for not using it. Most of the licenses require that you have to use that station something like a half hour a month to make sure the equipment's working. You know, and if you don't, you either lose the license or you can be fined. There's stations right now that have been transferred and fraudulently, you know, they didn't meet all the requirements and the regulations, and they're basically pirates. But the FCC doesn't care because they're not. It's a complaint-oriented system. So if you follow the Alex Jones situation in the capital of Texas in Austin, his station went around for 20 years, and finally when the FCC issued them a cease and desist, they got a fine of $15,000. We tried to work within their system. The Alex Jones station never had a license, never tried to get a license. They get fined $15,000. We get fined $144,000. So there's no equal justice in that.
Bit of clarification here, Mike. What is the issue before the court?
Well, they're claiming that we had no license since 1998. They allowed us to pay money in 2004 to renew the license. I wasn't in on any of this. I didn't even know something called the CDBS database existed, okay? And I had no authority to log into that CDBS, you know, to see the status of anything. I could not file anything for the station to ask for emergency status or anything like that. So when they showed up, we had a guy had offered to be our consultant, and we relied on what he said, that when we have something pending before the FCC, you can continue using your transmitter. And we have 18 watts. That's the other thing. This is 18-watt station. It's a refrigerator light bulb. On a good day, it went 9 miles in the hills.
Right.
You know, it was basically low-power TV. They did that so that you could get on cable. And that's what we were the only station in this area that was on cable. So it's an undisturbed area. We were serving the public in the mission or purpose of low-power community television. A lot of the FM stations are simply rebroadcasting satellite. They're not local most of the time. And as I mentioned before the break, the digital processing of these stations means that there's at least, in my case, 2-minute delay before you get a tornado warning. We had that happen in 1995.
Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification, Mike. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you. About an hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. I mention this frequently because, well, it is so important. The worst, in my opinion, the worst crime in recorded human history taking place right now, that would be the COVID vaccination clot shots. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says in no uncertain terms that the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to hurt and kill people. That's what he says. Also at the same location there, my website, item number 7, a judge forced Pfizer to release the known side effects of the Pfizer COVID vaccination. 9 pages, single space. It's really scary. And it's all right there. You can print out and read for yourself. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo event. That will be the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to own a log cabin, like Davy Crockett had, a very nice one-room log cabin, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge, such as featured in Yellowstone, the guys I work with can help you do that. They will build your custom kit, have it shipped to your job site. Your contractor will build that for you. It'll be a beautiful home customized just to your specifications. The Father's Day sale on energy clearance is in effect right now. $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Buzzing with Tom Burial, we got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, we have a favorite website for getting people started with ham radio. That's the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. It's the best place to get started, isn't it, Tom?
That is the starting point, John, and it's a good one. They have a lot of information that will help you figure out exactly what you have to do to get started, and the publications, everything you need. And then there's quite a few simulated testing sites that are online. You can search around and find those. You'll be able to take the simulated test. The questions and answers are public record, and therefore there's been websites created that have all that information. You can start looking at the testing material and take the simulated test. When you get to the point where you're getting a passing grade, I believe it's 75%, correct answers, you're ready to take the test. And it's, you know, the ham radio club that, and that's usually who administers these tests. They'll have several volunteer examiners in a relaxed atmosphere. It's pretty easy to do, and you'll start learning the benefits of becoming a ham radio operator. It's a great way to learn electronics and also stay in touch during difficult times. So it's a great, great thing to do. If you have the slightest bit of interest, I'd say start looking into it and do it soon.
Absolutely. Well, a week from tomorrow, that would be Saturday and Sunday, the 24th and 25th of this month, there's a once-a-year event, a very important event. It's Field Day. Tell us about Field Day, Tom.
Well, it's another simulated type of emergency test. The ham operators are real big on providing communications during difficult times, tornadoes, any kinds of actions that, you know, made the regular communication channels go off the air, even radio stations going off the air. But the ham operators will be able to supply communications and get the word out and help out. Now, the American Radio Relay League sponsors this event, and it's kind of a contest mixed in with a social event. And the basic thing is to set up a portable type of station in a city park or somewhere out in the an open area, set up your antennas, and communicate with as many stations as you can in a 24-hour period using emergency power, emergency type of portable equipment, and it's open to the public. They can come and observe and get right up close to this equipment, see how it works and what the radio operators are doing, and learn a lot about it. Sometimes this, just being there, this will inspire somebody, especially a lot of the younger people. You take your family there and take the kids there and let them see how this works. I've seen it happen where the young people get really interested in this, and they pursue it at a very young age. And that's exactly what it's intended to do, is to get the general public interested, but also kind of a training, a real-time training exercise for the ham radio operators.
Okay. There is a location at the ARRL.org website where you can find the location of all the Field Day locations where the broadcasting will be done. And I urge people to do that. I urge people to go to one of these spots. Typically, they run 24 hours a day. They begin Saturday morning and end up sometime Sunday afternoon. Go all night long. There's interesting people that you'll meet there. And about 9 out of 10 ham radio people are also preppers, interested in preparation, aren't they, Tom?
That's really true. You'll find that to be true no matter which club you go to. You'll find a lot of people that are also interested in prepping. And I've been to radio clubs where they actually had a get-together where they learned about canning food. And even though they're all ham radio operators, they wanted to learn more about canning food and storing food and just all types of things like that. So, you know, it's an interesting group. Usually you'll find that these people are interested in being prepped and ready for almost any circumstances that they throw at us.
Right, right. Also at the ARRL.org website, you can find location of the nearest ham radio club or clubs, plural, if you're in a metropolitan area. There may be two or three not far from you. I also encourage people to locate those clubs and start attending the meetings, don't you, Tom?
Yes, that's one way to do it, and you don't have to be a ham operator just yet. You just have to express an interest and then go to the ham radio club, introduce yourself, let them know that you're interested in learning more about it, and they'll welcome you to sit in their meetings and you'll learn more about it. It's always pretty informal. Most of these clubs are rather informal, and they kick ideas around, and they would always welcome a new person to get in and learn about it. And many of these clubs have training sessions. If you're interested in getting a call sign and license to get on the air, they will help you learn the basics and study groups. You can attend their study groups, and they'll walk you through it and get you to the point where you're ready to take the test. So doing that along with some self-study, maybe a couple of evenings a week for less than a month, I think everybody should be able to do it. It's really not that difficult.
I want to talk about one of my favorite brands of radios for receiving. It's Kaito, K-A-I-T-O, Kilo, Alpha, India, Tango, Oscar. Entry level is looks like maybe a KA390 for $20, on up to one of my favorites that I have one myself, the Voyager Pro KA600. Now that's quite a radio for $90. You got power from a hand crank, which charges up the internal batteries. It has a solar panel. You can charge up a cell phone on there. It has AM, FM, long wave, short wave, and NOAA weather. Bands. It has a flashlight built in. You can plug it into the wall. It's got an awful lot for not much money, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. And those are kind of interesting, John. I wonder how long that thing would play if you cranked it. How long do you have to crank it? How long would it keep playing? Do you know?
I did a test on it once, and it was worth it. I don't recall how long it was, but that's why we have youngsters and teenagers. They can crank, turn the crank while we listen, right?
that reminds me of the earliest form of a television remote control, and that was the nearest kid to change the channel on the TV while the parents were relaxing on the couch or in their recliner.
That's
and
right.
The kid had to adjust the volume, change the channel, and shut up and just sit over there on the side, be ready for the next channel change.
My parents didn't even provide seating for the children. We had to sit on the carpeted floor. Tom, we got a call. We have a call here. We got Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, y'all. Make me laugh so much I almost forgot why I was calling. I think with the hand crank short waves, it's better to have two because sometimes one fades out and you'll miss a word or two. Yeah. Anyway, we have a tornado siren here. They had decided to get rid of it until we had a tornado downtown, and now they don't. So they turn it on to a certain time of the week and day, and you hope you don't have a tornado that time. You've been seeing those tornadoes in Texas, I guess. It's nothing to, joke about, just being prepared, But I hate to say this, but I was out there picking up pecans. I thought it was last year, the year before, and the thing went off, and I said, oh, there goes the air raid alarm. I said, oh, my God, what did I just say? Did they have those sort of things back in the day? Anybody who's knowledgeable about that? Did they have air raid alarms?
We had a whole system for that on the East Coast and West Coast during World War II to alert people if there was an air raid, yes.
I don't know where that came from because I didn't know anything about that. But anyway, I'm glad John from Kentucky called. I mean, whatever his name is. I'm not awake yet. I was eating. But what I really wanted to ask y'all was, isn't the FCC appointed? And I seem to me like I was really glad when we got Republicans in because we would get to appoint the members of the FCC. But well, we know most who.
Most of them are political appointees, and I don't know if you get up to the higher levels, I don't think they know much about communications at all except how to flap their jaws. They don't really understand the technical side of it, but they're told the powers that be tell them how they want it. And a friend of mine was a very high-level engineer in the cell phone industry, and he tells me all the time that the FCC is really, their main interest anymore is about these cell phone systems because that's where they make the money. They auction off these frequencies and all that stuff, and they don't care too much about a lot of the other things. Although there's a renewed interest and the FCC is doing this. They're spending a lot of money to set up monitoring equipment, and they're hiring people. In fact, the same guy said, Tom, that's a perfect job for you. I said, I want nothing to do with it. And, you know, I'm at the age now where I could care less, and I wouldn't want to work for them anyway. But they're looking for people that will be field engineers to go out and look at these interference. And Mike in Kentucky, Mike, well, I'll tell you what, my head's still spinning with all this stuff he brought on. That conversation could go on for hours. But he did mention it's a complaint based, and that's true. If you put a station on the air that's not licensed, you could go on with that for years until somebody complains. If somebody makes a complaint, they will show up. And now they're ramping up those efforts, and the fines up to $2 million. And they're going after the property owners now. See, they might have an apartment building and somebody sets up a station in there, and that's happened many times over the years. Many times they just allow you to shut it down and there's no fines or anything. Sometimes they try to confiscate the equipment, but now they're going after the property owner. So it gets pretty serious with fines up to $2 million. And that would, I don't know how you would fight that. That'd be a difficult task.
Well, it sounds like that's another thing that we need to seek whenever we're talking about whether we should vote or not. Makes sense.
And, you know, and of course, I mentioned earlier about most broadcasting is headed towards online type of, and we all see that. I mean, you use these smartphones. But then they know what you're listening to and where you are when you're listening, and that is very true. So they can track it with a regular radio, AM, FM, shortwave, a TV set that works with an outside antenna. That doesn't report back to anybody that receives. It brings a signal in, and you select what channel you want to listen to and so on. But that does not report back to anybody what you're doing, how often you're listening, how long, and things like that. It does not have any way to do that. But that portable cell phone, what Mike in Kentucky said is exactly true. That's your, you know, that they've got that, you've got that on you all the time, and they know where you are and what you're doing with it.
And they can probably cut you off, too.
Yeah, he also mentioned what a lot of people don't realize. He mentioned stations that aren't being used right, or said they or they're not being used, and they'll just cancel those. And that's true. And most people don't realize the radio station, TV station, they all start the same way with a construction permit. So when you apply for this license, you're issued if it's approved, you're issued a construction permit. And you have a certain period of time to get that station built and the transmitting facilities on the air, towers and all that. And then also, sometimes you can renew it for another. But many stations have just been sitting there for years under construction permit and never transmitted one time. So they're eliminating them.
Well, Pat, thank you for your call. We got a break here, Pat. Thank you for your call. We'll be right back and wrap this up.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Tom, we got one last caller here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Real quickly, Ingrid Castle had a couple of people on a few weeks ago talking about trying to some strategies for trying to stop these 5G towers. And he said that one guy said that every cell tower is actually licensed as a radio station. And under a 1934 law, they're only supposed to put out as much power as necessary to get the signal, the radio signal. They're not supposed to be upping it to get all these other services, and you know, like the like they're doing with the 5G phones and stuff. And also that there was a lawsuit that was won, and it was Virginia Farver was part of it, and Children's Health Defense, I believe, were the attorneys involved. And the FCC is supposed to be relooking at these power things that these cell towers are putting out, because they're still going on after the 1996 Telecommunication Act, Rex. And they're much more powerful now. So I don't know if you knew that, but I thought I'd throw that in. It was real interesting.
There's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, also, John, you have a ham license, and you might remember when that license is issued, you do have to certify that you have taken measures to protect anybody that's near that antenna, especially if you're operating higher. I think it's 50 watts of power or higher. I don't remember the exact details, but every ham operator has to do that too. And you are required by law to use the minimum power necessary to maintain communications. Usually, though, on a licensed radio system, they'll set the transmitter up to the licensed power level and leave it at that. And then many of the radio stations, though, they will actually apply for higher and higher power limits to increase their range. They'll do that. They'll try to modify the license. But as to cell phone towers, yes, you don't want to get right up next to the antenna. But, well, we go on and on, but we're running out of time.
We are out of time. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. We top the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.